It's National Hug a Musician Day. Can't decide who you'll embrace? Why not the tambourine player? Or is it the tambourinist? Other than that song by the Birds, hey, nobody cares about the tambourine player or the bruise they get on their palm from all that tambourining. And unlike other musicians who see you approaching with open arms and think, keep away, freak, tambourine players appreciate the attention. Because let's face it, they're the band version of a second child with red hair who's adopted and sleeps in the basement with a retainer. What I'm saying is nobody cares about tambourine players. Do you see why they need a hug?
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Good morning.
Is it morning already?
Good morning.
Shake off the covers.
No.
Get out of bed.
Not gonna happen.
Let's get started.
Get out.
This is the day we've been waiting for.
Wait, what day is today?
Well, let's see. Today's Thursday.
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Would it have made a difference?
Nope.
Going back to sleep.
Well, you won't want to miss this.
Miss what?
Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that even work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on your Alexa device? Well, it's really easy. You have to enable the skill, though. You just do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Very easy. You can even find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. Just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You got to add the VA in there. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast. And you can even watch us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right, Thursday edition, or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. Coming up, we got Foster joining us from your Bedford area Chamber of Commerce. She's got Kyle joining us as well from the Bedford Regional Water Authority. We're going to talk water. We're going to talk why the water in Bedford is so much better than the water anywhere else. Maybe not. I don't know. But we will. I'll ask that question. Also, coming up, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. And I am on the struggle bus when it comes to pronouncing a lot of people's names. Okay. And especially, and you know this by either listening or watching the show, when I stumble across a name, like especially in like stupid criminals or something like that, I'm always botching it. Even the police detective's name or whoever, I'm always botching names, and you know that. And it's just become my trademark at this point to just struggle through and pronounce it phonetically. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. Sometimes I do the Pronouncify thing and I go and I get our Pronouncify lady to say the word for me. And that's nice because she's usually right. But the other ones, there's a whole bunch of other ones. Then there's that French guy. He's pretty good and very amusing to listen to. But anyway, we're going to be talking about. There's a new study, a new poll, and it begs to ask the question, do you think that you are above or below average at pronouncing other people's names correctly? So we're going to deep dive into this, and then we've got our top list. Top common names everyone pronounces wrong. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video.
Oh.
Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now, Morgan Freeman makes up new reindeer names.
Blitzer. Crocus. Danzig. Cumberbatch. Chad. Shia LaHoof. Dingleberry. El Diablo. Bryce Dallas Howard. Kiefer. Mad Dog. Ha Ha Clinton Dix. Papaya. Hibbity Jibbity. Chelsea Antler. Bert. Uncle Buck. Terry Cloth. Jambalaya. Cookie Dough. Darnell. Rolo. John Cena.
This has been Morgan Freeman making up new reindeer names.
Well, I mean, if you're going to make them up, then it doesn't matter how you pronounce them, right? But are you like me and have a hard time pronouncing people's names? Some people have a magical gift of being able to perfectly pronounce just about everybody's names. Others seem to stumble over the most common ones. A new poll asked, do you think you are above or below average at pronouncing other people's names correctly? I personally am... Here, let me find the thing and the other thing. Where is it at? Oh, there it is. I personally... Yeah. I'm definitely below average. 30% of people said they are above average. 55% said they're about average. 7% admit they are below average, or basically they're constantly tripping over any new name they hear. Also, 85% of people believe it should be easy for new acquaintances to pronounce their first name. 13% warn that it might be at least a little difficult. 71% believe it should be easy for new people to pronounce their last name, but about 26% admit that theirs could be tricky. 58% of people say it's at least somewhat important to them that others pronounce their name correctly. 39% said they don't really care if people botch it. The people who care the least are older, male, Midwesterners, for whatever that's worth. So with that, that brings us to our top list. 7% of people admit they have no idea how to pronounce names. Make that 100% if those names appear on today's list. It's our top list today. Top common names everyone pronounces wrong. Everyone gets it wrong. All right, here we go. Number one, Lewis. Is it Lewis, who works a regular job, or Louis, who sells cigarettes from the trunk of the car? I top common names everybody pronounces wrong. Rory. It should be Rory, but idiots from Boston ruin it by saying Rory. Seth. If you think there's only one way to pronounce Seth, you don't know anyone with a lisp. How about Xavier? Is it Xavier with a Z, or Xavier, or should we just go with X-Man? Joaquin. Is it Joaquin, or is it Joaquin? Or if you're dyslexic, is it quinoa? top common names everybody pronounces wrong. Jeffrey. That one's easy. Not so fast. Say snobs named Joffrey. Top names, common names everybody pronounces wrong. Zoe. I never met anybody named Zoe. But they supposedly exist, like Jacksonville Jaguar fans. Top names, common names everybody pronounces wrong. Leah. Okay. 99.9% of the time on Earth, it's Leah. 99.9% of the time on Alderaan, it's Leia. You're welcome, nerds. It is the Mike Show. finally, Thursday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Apple has unveiled its $230 knitted sock to hold your iPhone. It serves the company's two main goals, making money and laughing at people. The U.S. Mint in Philadelphia has officially stopped production of the penny, which is too bad. I remember when a penny could buy you 15 albums or cassettes and you could use a fake name. No, sorry, that's my iPhone. Can't get it out of this stupid sock. Forget it, I'll get it later. And the Wiggles announced a 2026 North American tour. Bill Belichick is already planning a date night. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really happy you could join us. So, all right. So, Tab, Tab went and she got the brand new iPhone that was just released, and it's like she gets it out of the box, and she's like, yeah, she's like that, and she's all happy about it. Now, me personally, I am a Galaxy Android guy. I have the latest, by the way, and it's really, really good. I'm very happy with it. The camera is superior to any Apple product that I've run into. Fight me on this again, but anyway. So and Tab's phone is nice and it's great. But two things. One, she wanted to give her old phone to our daughter. Okay, makes perfect sense. She had a full day's worth of struggles to just get that thing activated. Because our daughter has her own phone, so it was just as should have been as simple as switching over from one phone to another, right? No. Oh, yeah, and then there was the power cord incident. She didn't have one. So she's freaking out because, I mean, she's freaking out No, it was more like... Because she didn't have a power cord did not come with the new phone that she spent $1 million on.
Nothing for you.
That's right. Now, me, on the other hand, when I got my brand new Android, the most up-to-date Galaxy that there is, it came with a power cord and an adapter and another power cord and then another adapter that I could plug into my computer. And it came with all this stuff, even came with a nice case and everything. And does any of her phone cases that she spent $1 million on to dress up her phone, her last model phone, do any of them fit the new phone? Nope, they do not.
No suit for you.
No suit for you. Anyway, I digress. Okay, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
It's the Free Clinic's third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament at Crosswhite Athletic Club, powered by Delta Star. Saturday, December 6th, men's and women's doubles events, and Sunday, December 6th, 7th, co-ed doubles event. $50 per pickler for one event, $25 for additional event. Play in one or two events. Proceeds benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball for more information and to sign up. The third annual Dink It Forward Pickleball Tournament, a dinkin' good time.
Celebrate the season at Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg City Armory, corner of 12th and Church Streets in downtown Lynchburg. Join us for a festive market featuring unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted gifts by local artists and makers. Enjoy cheerful music and a cozy, welcoming atmosphere perfect for holiday shopping. Hosted by Lynchburg Parks and Recreation. And kids of all ages can bring their lists for pictures with Santa starting at 2 p.m. It's Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th, 8 to 5 at Lynchburg City Armory in downtown Lynchburg.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The longest train ever, choo-choo train, 4.6 miles long. That doesn't seem like that should be the longest train, but let's break it down. It consisted of 682 ore cars, you know, iron ore, pushed by 8 powerful diesel-electric locomotives. It was assembled in Australia and traveled 171 miles in 2001. The train had an amazing 5,648 wheels. That would be the one I would be stuck at with the train thing down and the cross, you know, that you can't cross. Yeah, that'd be the one I would be stuck at when I'm late to get somewhere. Number two, the movie A Christmas Story is based on some short stories that were originally published in Playboy.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
I just look at it for the articles. Number three. One of the creators of Baywatch was legally blind. Even though 90% of his vision was gone, he actually wound up directing 40 episodes. Number four. One of the very first items ever sold on eBay was a broken laser pointer. It sold for $14.83. It's a little loud. Can you bring the volume down just a coach. There we go. All right, take two. It was sold for $14.83, a broken laser pointer. When the founder of eBay asked why the guy bought it, he said, quote, "I'm a collector of broken laser pointers." Durr. And then number five, there have been 1,094 different final score combinations in NFL history. The most recent addition was just this past Sunday when the Houston Texans came from behind to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 36-29. There had never been a 36-29 final score before. The most common final score, 20-17. It's happened 298 times in NFL history, most recently back on September 14. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
Facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. It's called Audio Vault. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, and that means Foster joins us from your Bedford area Chamber of Commerce without bangs.
Without bangs.
Yeah. Yep. Each and every Thursday, most Thursdays, she brings us a guest. Today's no exception. Who did you bring?
If you are familiar with the program, you should be familiar with our guest today. Kyle is one of our frequent flyers on the program, and he is with the Bedford Regional Water Authority. Kyle, welcome back. It's been a while.
Since
I think July was the summer when I was with you last time. So
yeah.
And I was just talking to Mike before we went on the show that it's been almost exactly a year since I was here last time, except that time I was behind the scenes working production on our end, and was it an epic fail? We never could get our communication specialist on air. So anyway,
well, I think you're doing just fine now. This is the time of the year that we're going to talk grease and why it's important not to dump it. I said here, let me emphasize with sound, not to dump it down your drain. Now, Kyle, can you dump it down the drain and run hot water?
Well, it helps momentarily. It helps to get it down your sink. But then after that, when it cools, it congeals and it forms what's called a fatberg.
All right. And so, we don't want any of those. I mean, good Lord, we could put that on the menu. The fatberg.
Well, that term was first used in London. They had a huge one that came up, and that's what they use. It blocked a major sewer line under London, and it's kind of interesting. This year, the Halloween episode of The Simpsons featured a Fatberg. So we were really excited in our industry because they did really great animated definition of it. And then everything after that was animated sci-fi. But anyway, it was pretty cool.
Well, okay, so it is important, very, very important. What is your organization doing to help stave this off, and what's the solution here?
Well, and first of all, talking about the Fatbergs and your thing about running hot water, I thought that too until I had to, even before I started working here, I had a pretty expensive repair on our garbage disposal because the fat congealed down in there and clogged that up. And that's the main thing we want to tell people is, you're helping us out as far as the sewer lines are concerned, which helps us to keep your rates down. But you can also end up with a very expensive repair inside your home.
Yeah.
And plumbers are not cheap. And in fact, the rest of the world knows it as Black Friday, but in the world of water and plumbing, it's known as Brown Friday. It's one of the busiest days for plumbers because they're having to go in to answer all these grease calls. So anyway... Yeah. So what we're doing is we're working with the Lynchburg Water Resources so that we have several collection sites throughout Lynchburg and Bedford where people can drop off their grease. We take that grease and then have it recycled into biodiesel. And so it's a win-win for everyone.
Okay. Now I know within the restaurant industry, many folks have seen they're basically grease dumpsters, is what they are. And there are companies, there are whole industries built around these recycling grease into biodiesel, which is fantastic for the individual. Where can folks learn more, and where can they learn the do's and don'ts, and then where can they drop off their grease?
Well, actually, you've got the page on our website up right now, and that gives them everybody. And you see, I wasn't lying about Fatberg. You know, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true. So anyway,
in
Bedford, we have three places where they can not only drop their grease off, but they can pick up collection kits. And it's got stuff in there like a grease scraper, a funnel, a sponge, things that they can use to remove the grease from their pans and sinks or whatever so that it doesn't go down the drain. Yeah. And then they put it in a can. We even have a top in there that they can put it on the can. And then they can come and drop it off. And the three locations we've got in Bedford is right here at our headquarters at 1723 Falling Creek Road. And then we also partner with Bedford Christian Ministries in town. They can pick up collection kits there or drop off as well. And then also at our Smith Mountain Lake Water Treatment Facility, same thing. There'll be a tote there where they can pick up the kits and drop them off as well. Okay. So now give us a couple days to get those out. We've had almost 700 sixth graders from Bedford County touring our Smith Mountain Lake Water Treatment Facility. So we're about a day or two behind getting that down to Smith Mountain Lake. So we'll have that down there by the end of the week.
Okay. And if you go to if you're listening and you want to learn more, obviously go to your website, which is brwa.com. And yes. There's underneath the tab that says your BRWA.
Yes.
You'll find the grease recycling page that I have up, but we will link this up on our broadcast as well on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. So it's right there. And you know what? Everybody's guilty of dumping a little grease down the drain, but man, you do not want that costly repair. And especially if it gets down into the pipe under the ground in your yard. That is it. You got excavation going on. You can call Roto-Rooter all you want and they can snake it. But if there's something blocking it and they can't get to it, they're going to have to excavate. And they're going to have to get a digger up in your yard. And that's going to be even costlier. So, don't just scrape the grease off and have it recycled. These guys are taking care of your plumbing, man.
Yeah. And also, and for our, like our, your listeners that live in the forest area on our website, we have all the Lynchburg locations too, because there might be some that are closer to them than actually the three that we have here in Bedford. So just wanted to mention that as well.
Gotcha. They're all there. They're up on the screen. And again, it's very, very easy to find with brwa.com. Yes. There it is. Yes. Well, I have a question for you, Kyle.
Okay. I hope I have an answer.
Okay. Why does the water taste so much better in Bedford?
Well, you've asked me that one before, and I've actually got a better answer for you this time.
Really?
When I was doing some research for when we were hosting these tours for our sixth graders, I was reading a report from the EPA, and they said that we've actually got cleaner water in our area than anywhere else in the country. So kudos to our folks for not polluting the water and keeping it clean, so we don't have to do as much treatment to it when it comes in. I also think for our customers in and around Bedford, when we pull the water from the spring, when we pull from Stony Creek Reservoir, it's you've got all that mountain water coming down from the peaks and everything up there. I think so that helps for them. Now the bad news is we have to stay way ahead of the algae bloom up there, or it starts tasting a little earthy in the summertime. But we do a pretty good job staying ahead of that. Our customers are good to let us know if we don't. So we try to stay ahead of that and keep it good tasting for everybody.
I like the crunchy water sometimes. every once in a while you got to change it up. I'm not crazy. Well, I could be, but I'm not going insane as far as the water. It really does taste a little bit better.
And Mike, I'm not lying, because I work at the VRWA. I actually live outside of our customer area and commute in every day. And I've grown up in different municipalities, and we really do have the best tasting water of anywhere that I've lived.
So. It really does. So folks, if you're in Lynchburg, if you're downtown, if you're in Campbell County, don't hate. Go visit Bedford and just try the water.
Go drink the water. Come drink our water.
Go
stay
there
for the other things, but drink the water first.
Go there for the water and stay for everything else, or vice versa. I don't know. But anyway, well, Kyle, thank you so much for indulging me and talking with us today. We really appreciate it. We probably won't talk before the holidays. So happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Well, thank you for having us. It's always a joy to be on here, and you make it so easy. So thanks to both of you for that.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it. You can stick with us if you want, or if you have something else to do, feel free to drop either way. Foster. Oh, go ahead, Kyle. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I'll hang around and promise to be quiet.
Nice.
You can weigh in if you like.
Enjoy the peace and quiet after days of having the sixth graders go through the plant.
Yeah, I had to work really hard not to do something like 6-7 or 4-1.
Oh, no.
I've been communicating with middle schoolers for so long.
Oh, that's terrible.
I have a 10-year-old, and that's all I hear. I'm like, can you please stop doing that? Anyway.
It makes me feel old, because I don't even understand the references. Me and my friends got together like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, okay, we need to figure out the origin of this 6-7 thing, because all these kids keep saying it to me, and I don't know what it is.
Welcome to my world.
It's so sad. I feel so like
really grown. Yeah. Well, Foster, so you lost the bangs, and now you don't know what 6-7 means. But you do know how to promote businesses within our region and connect and come up with relevant conversation and programs and things that can help them. What do you have coming up next?
So we just knocked out two big things. We knocked out speed networking and our Christmas market, both of which were really, really fun. We had a great time at our Christmas market. We were at a new venue, and why it wasn't as Christmassy like by default as our past venue, all of our vendors really showed up with like beautiful booths, and it was really awesome. They had a lot of great products, and I have pictures on our Facebook if you're interested in seeing some of it, or if you want to order some. I have everybody's contact information. But next up on the roster is our grant writing workshop next Tuesday from 10 to 12 at the Bedford Central Library. That is it's a part two to last year's grant writing workshop, but you don't have to have gone to the first one. It's just going to be a little bit more hands-on. We're still going to do some of the things of how do you find grants? How do you stand out? Some of the organizational things that you have to do, because it's not just writing. It's not like writing an essay for a scholarship and then they just give you the money. You have to be able to show how you'll use it and track, you know, the different stages of the grant usage. And just, there's a lot of different moving parts. So we really want to give our local community, whether you're a nonprofit leader or you work for a school or if you work for a government entity, whatever, if you're looking for funding, we want to give you a leg up to kind of show you the different ways that you can write for grants. And maybe you're working on something, or maybe you were rejected from something and you want to try again. You can bring it with you to this workshop next week, and we'll kind of go through it together. Our two facilitators are Joanne Miller, who's the executive director of Brook Hill Farm, and Emily Joseph, who is a grants manager with GrantFlow, which is an organization that helps different nonprofits and institutions try to go for mostly state and federal grants. So really competitive stuff. When I brought Emily and Joanne together last year, it was like the melding of the minds. It was so cool to just see them kind of bounce off of each other, because they both have a lot of experience writing for grants and helping others write for grants, but they come at it from different perspectives, and it just makes for like a really good, comprehensive, dynamic conversation, because it's an interactive workshop. Like, everybody that was in the room last year was kind of sharing their experience, whether they've been writing grants for 30 years or 5 or 0, if they never tried before. Yeah. It was really cool to kind of be in the room together. So we're doing it again, and we're going to actually put pen to paper and see what we can come up together.
Well, this is really, really cool. And again, it is yet another resource available to you from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Now, there is a fee for this, right?
Not if you're a member. It's free if you're a member. You can just go ahead and sign up.
Nice.
But if you're not a member yet, it is only $15. We're trying to keep all of our smart networking sessions cheaper so that everybody can have access to these educational workshops.
Nice. And when is this again? And do you have to register in advance?
It is next Tuesday, which is November 18th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we would like if you could register in advance. We did have people show up last year that didn't register. They just saw it, and we welcomed them. And if they weren't a member, they paid $15 on the spot, and we just let them come on in and join us. But yeah, it would be nice if you could sign up in advance, just so we can know who to have in the room, especially because last time we ran out of coffee twice, and I also filled up every single seat in the room so that I went and stood in the back because we literally didn't have any chairs. So would be nice just for preparation purposes. But if you just say day of, you can come.
I'll bring a folding chair for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I just went and chilled in the back. I looked like Secret Service.
I'll bring an extra one for you. All right. It's Tuesday, November 18th from 10 a.m. to noon. It's at the Bedford Central Library, 321 North Bridge Street. So learn more at bedfordareachamber.com about this one. And then you had something else?
Yes, we have one last very, very large event. The second week of December, it's our Career and Technical Education Expo.
That's
and
right.
Yes, so I am in the process. Now that we've kind of knocked out the two big things that were last week, I'm switching my full focus to this event. We're actually going to be, we've done it at Susie G. Gibson Science and Technology Center the past 2 years, but also all the years before that, before COVID. But this year we're doing 3 days of the expo, and it's going to be each day is at the high school in that respective area. And the eighth graders are going to come, and they're going to talk to the teachers and the businesses that are participating to kind of give themselves a glimpse of some of the things that they could pursue once they go to high school and beyond. And the timing of it, the reason it's in December is because after Christmas break, the eighth graders are going to come back, and they're going to choose all of their ninth grade classes. So this is to it's to help them make informed decisions and take advantage of the different classes and trainings that are available to them in high school when it doesn't cost anything.
Absolutely. No, this is fantastic. Again, another great program by the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce in collaboration with others. It's very substantive stuff that you guys are doing. And again, if you want to learn more, go to bedfordareachamber.com. If you're not a member of the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, what the heck? It's very, very affordable. And they've got so many programs and so many things that you can do. It's not just networking and standing around. It is definitely getting in there and learning a lot and ways to help your business grow. If 2025, if it was all right, and you came in, you went, you know what? We didn't quite hit the goals we wanted to hit. Well, 2026, right around the corner. This is a great way for you to network. It's a great way for you to meet other businesses, meet those contacts that you didn't get in front of in 2025, and grow your business with the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. All right, guys, did we solve all the world's problems?
I think so. And one question, Foster, is this the same expo that has historically been in October?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's an awesome event as a participant. So,
thank you. Yeah. If you guys want to come back again next year or this year, I guess, send me an email. I know you've just gotten done with all the sixth graders, but let me know.
Okay. All right. See, this is endorsed by Kyle. All right.
So that,
if you are on the fence, this is your endorsement. So learn more at BedfordAreaChamber.com. Guys, thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, we talked about this during not headline news. iPhone, the new iPhone, has come out with a brand new, that should read Apple, has come out with a brand new iPhone Pocket. It's a purse-like holder for your iPhone. It looks like a sock, and it costs $230. Here's the new ad for it.
Introducing the future of holding stuff. The iPhone Pocket. Believe what you heard. The iPhone Pocket. It's a sock for nerds. From the visionary mind of a piece of cloth, $230 you can stretch and wash. The iPhone Pocket, so soft and woven, it's just what you need. The iPhone Pocket, Apple is truly redefining green.
Yeah, they are. Here's a viral video for you of a guy who recreates Disney bully scenes on his own. Disney bully scenes. Okay. Listen as he approaches an unassuming guy in what appears to be a college rec center. He has a couple guys in tow with him, you know, like his crew. Other students witness what's going on and are highly amused. So is the guy they're doing it to. Here, listen.
Hey, dweeb, word on the street is you're a better rapper than me.
No one's better than Brad.
Start the beat. Let's do this. You rap now, huh? He ain't even kissed a girl. You write her love letters. I buy her ice and pearls. You're a four-eyed dweeb. You should quit hip-hop. So be a good busboy and go get your mop. Be there. That is if you're really the best rapper. Boys?
How do you say ChatGPT? Well, an interview with former Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, is making the rounds over the bizarre way he says it. Here, check it out.
I love AI. Do you use AI?
Absolutely.
Do you use ChatGPT? Do you love ChatGPT? I love ChatGPT. I love it. ChatGPT is fantastic.
ChatGPT. All right, so what is this? Oh, hundreds of bagpipers broke a world record in Australia yesterday when they gathered to perform AC/DC's It's a Long Way to the Top, If You Want to Rock. Here's part of the performance and a couple of the bagpipers.
Well, we love breaking a world record, don't we? And there are hundreds and hundreds of people here from the public to watch this very special moment.
Well, I've been playing bagpipes since I was 9, and I'm just sort of thinking this would be a bit of fun towards the end of my career. Go out with a bang.
Now, that is 374 blowing the bags. The oldest performer was 98 years old. The previous record was 333 pipers in Bulgaria back in 2012. By the way, AC/DC plays tonight in Australia. Let's see. Skip that. What is this? It's the holiday season when advertisers take beloved Christmas songs and change the lyrics just so they can sell products. Well, here's a perfect example. Step aside, Jingle Bells.
Turbo sings, quattro cleans, racing all the way.
Audi's got to sell some cars.
Oh, what fun it is to drive when an Audi leads the way. What fun it is to drive along in an Audi every day.
I wonder what ad genius came up with that, or was it AI? Let's see. What about this one? Oh, yeah. Here's another classic Christmas song sellout. Macy's turned It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year into a song about holiday party guests hanging out in the kitchen. Yeah.
Tis the season for hosting, for baking and roasting and getting dressed up to the night.
I mean,
I'd rest smartly if prepped for the party. They stay in the kitchen all night. Oh, the most wonderful stories start here.
Find your next holiday story at Macy's.
Yeah, please do. We go into a comedian. Thank God. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. Here's comedian Kathleen Madigan on gambling apps.
I did teach myself how to gamble on my phone. That was pretty exciting. Yeah. DraftKings, BetMGM, FanDuel, all of them. But here's a little warning. If you have an addictive personality, just a little recommendation. I would turn the notifications off because that is 100% the devil's doorbell. Okay? Every 5 seconds. Bing! Hey, Kathleen, there's a cricket match starting in Mumbai in 4.5 minutes. Do you want to get a bet in? Yes. I don't even know I have play cricket, but there's only two teams. I got a 50-50 chance right out of the gate. Set it down. Literally 4 minutes later, bang! Hey, Kathleen, there's a women's tennis tournament starting in Eastern Europe. Would you like to bet on individual players? Yes, any lady that ends in OVA. I want $50 on all the OVAs. Surely one will win, and then I'll cover that bet.
Wow. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously, and maybe like you like it, but make eye contact. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get stupid. And we got your stupid criminals, plus we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah.
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right, well, it's hard to believe what's going on through most people's heads when they're speeding at over 100 miles per hour. But we actually do know what was going on in this lady's head.
Pizza.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what she was doing. She was, her name is Yasmin Arezzo, and she's 21. She's from Florida. She was caught super speeding at 107 miles per hour last Thursday. The posted speed limit was 55. She was pulled over at 11:52 a.m. When the officer asked her why was she driving so fast, she said she desperately was trying to make it to Little Caesars before they closed at midnight. Now, wait a minute. So she was pulled over at 11:52 a.m.? That should read p.m. Why is all this messed up? Anyway, okay. Take two. She was pulled over, I'm assuming, at 11:52 p.m. When the officer asked her why she was driving so fast, she said she desperately was trying to make it to Little Caesars before they closed at midnight.
Pizza.
Okay. So we have sound on this legitimately. Oh, okay. So we have this from a Tampa radio station. She called into the local radio station and explained why she was speeding.
There's a Little Caesars up the street from my house and where I was going to go jogging. And so I was speeding and it closed at 12. So I literally had like 15 minutes to get there. It didn't even feel like 107. It just like I was driving to get to I was hungry. When they pulled me over, I'm like, oh my God, am I getting pulled over? And by the time I get to look to the back, he's already like, I didn't even get to go like into a gas station. I didn't even pull over. He literally got me in the middle of the road and I was like going at a green light. And he got to my window and was like, get out.
All right. Let's see. She's facing a charge of dangerous and excessive speeding. Under a new Florida law that went into effect on July 1st, penalties for a first offense include up to 30 days in jail, a fine of up to $500, or both. Let's see what she looks like. I ordinarily don't show these, but I'm going to gonna show this one. There she is. She was hungry. She was just
pizza.
Trying to get there. All right. Do we have another one? A 17-year-old drove onto a golf course in Florida at 107 miles per hour because he was hungry for...
Pizza.
No, I'm just kidding. A 17-year-old drove onto a golf course in Florida and did donuts, causing around, get this, $160,000 in damage. The kid confessed. Says he did it because he was bored. Here's Sheriff Mike Chitwood talking about the crime.
A vehicle entered the second hole
here at Venetian Bay Golf Course, and they basically destroyed 7,000 square feet of the second hole, causing about $160,000 in damage. And based on LPR evidence, anonymous tips, we were able to get the person who drove the truck onto the greens, Keller Atkins, 17-year-old Atlantic High School student, confessed to causing the damage because they were bored. Didn't think there was anything else to do at 2:30 in the morning. I'll use a line that my grandmother relayed on me. Nothing good happens after 10 o'clock at night.
There you go.
Pizza, pizza.
Well, that happens. I mean, but nothing good happens trying to get there. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there's so much stupidity.
Pizza, pizza.
Here's the good news. How about this? A Kansas man is sharing the story of how his father survived a World War II attack thanks to some bunched up socks. He had wadded up in his uniform because they got wet. The socks had about 12 holes pierced through them, and he kept those lucky socks. Here is Don Scholl, son of Albert Scholl, reading his dad's letter about the socks.
About noon, we saw a bunch of German tanks coming in, and he dropped one in on us. When the shell exploded, it blew me out of the hole. I got two pieces of shrapnel, one piece about 2 inches long, right in my stomach. But fortunately, I had this pair of heavy wool socks wadded up in there to dry, and I had on two coats and a sweater. It just cut the skin on my stomach. I had another pair of socks in my coat pocket over my chest. A small piece hit me there also and broke through my skin. The way the socks are doubled up, they have about 12 holes cut in them. The rest of his soldiers called him lucky, and he thinks it was more than luck. He felt that God was with him.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. I want to share this real quick. Let's click that share screen, bring that up. There we go. Coming up on Sunday, I wanted to mention that we have our Noteworthy Music Challenge. It is the finale on Sunday from 3 to 6, and that takes place at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Now, we have 12 contestants. That are all going to be performing, and only one of them will be winning the grand prize. And the grand prize is studio time, recording studio time at Noteworthy Music Studios in Bedford. They can record their EP, their demo, an album. They get regular airplay of their music right here on Radio 434, and we'll interview the winner. And they get a concert of their own at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall in 2026. There will only be one grand prize winner. So check it out. If you go on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA, you can click on the event tab. And we have some incredible local artists, many names that you may have heard. Just check them out. And join us at Three Roads between 3 and 6 on Sunday. Our judges, we have a judges panel, and I am, wow, I'm kind of blown away. Of course, Christy Mayberry, she was the person who put together our original judges criteria for scoring each musician, and she did just a fantastic job. So she is, Christy Mayberry is our lead judge. Musician, writer, producer, artist, entrepreneur Tony Cam is going to be joining us again this year. We have a music journalist and a Rolling Stone contributor, Matt Escher, who's going to be one of the judges.
And then from the Hackensaw Boys, David Sickman is going to be joining us as a judge. And of course, our season one winner, David Haught, will be there as well. It's free admission to experience this incredible day of music, because we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11 Surya Badarinth, Campfire Lane, Joshua Hunt, Tommy Bryant, Micah Goska, Scott O'Neill, Davon Jennings, Bethany Nicosia, Jody Davis, Mark Tapscott, and Ken Swanson all will be performing at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg, to compete for the grand prize. It is the finale, Noteworthy Season 2. Please join us. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. And by the way, that is Sunday at Three Roads, 3 to 6 Sunday for the Noteworthy Music Challenge. That is it. See ya.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
434.